Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into not Substation 2, but to the Bigger's House here at Glen Cairn Gardens. And, of course, we're getting ourselves prepared to roll into the finale of Come See Me 2025. And we got a couple of guests with us here today. And who else knows what's going to pop in here before the program's over? We've got Gina Rogers, who's heading up Moonlight Jazz. John Brown, who is heading up the tailgate party. Two monster events that will gather a lot of people. Thousands and thousands and thousands of people. Let us remind you that our broadcast is being made possible by Founders Federal Credit Union, relax here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. You can find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. So here we go one more time. Gina Rogers, sign in, please. Say
hello.
Hi.
Hey, Manning. Thanks for having us.
Well, listen, I'm glad you're back. Tell everybody a little bit about Gina Rogers, who has not met you.
Well, I actually did not grow up here in Rock Hill. I grew up in Irmo, right outside of Columbia, but came to Winthrop, never went back. And
it's funny how that happens.
Yeah, right? You know, Rock Hill will suck you in, and I've been enjoying Come See Me since I was a college student here. And then, you know, once you volunteer for one thing, you can you get volunteered for other things very quickly. And so I spent a lot of time with the Junior Welfare League and met lots of great folks through that that got me now involved with Come See Me and a couple of other boards that I serve on. And it's been a pleasure. I love the festival, and I love being here and volunteering for it.
So how many different things with Come See Me have you done over the years?
I started out with Musical Mania on the first Friday night downtown. That's the kids' event where you have all the different stations with music, and we have a drum line that comes out. It's lots of fun. And then I went to Gourmet Gardens on the weird 2021 year that we had out at Manchester, and helped out with that, and then got switched that year to Moonlight. So this is my fourth year doing Moonlight Jazz.
How would you describe Moonlight Jazz to somebody who has never been there before?
Oh, it's the most wonderful outdoor laid-back concert that you could go to, especially for $5 for 21 and up. And a $5 parking fee, you can't beat the price, and you can't beat the fact that you can bring in your own food. We will not have food trucks out there. We will not have food for sale, but you are more than welcome to bring anything with you, picnic style. And you can also bring adult beverages to enjoy if you are over the age of 21.
It is so simple. It is so relaxing that it's hard to imagine something like that could happen. But there'll be a good crowd out there. There'll be thousands of people out there.
Yeah, really hope so. I hope that the weather doesn't deter many people. It's going to be a little chilly, maybe a little wet. The R word's not happening, so we're not worried about that. But I hope that that doesn't deter you, because it is a really, really lovely evening to spend with your family.
So the music starts when?
Starts at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.
And we start with the Willie Walker Band, and they are a jazz and blues kind of a party band, so I'm looking forward to hearing what they have to say. We also have the barbecue cook-off happening at the same time.
And don't they have, you can buy something from those barbecue trucks?
You can buy, they have barbecue sales on Saturday, is that right, John?
Yeah, they do the Anything But Butts.
Anything But Butts.
On Friday.
But I thought they had some samples or something
That's
Friday
the
night.
Anything But Butts.
Okay.
Samples.
That's it. Yeah. Dollar a shot or something like that.
You can buy the samples.
Buy the tickets. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, I'm usually busy and I don't ever get to make it up that way, but I might do that tomorrow.
One thing you ought to try to do before your Come See Me career ends is become a judge.
Oh, yes.
The barbecue contest.
Sign me up for that.
I dare you to try to get through all the entries.
I don't know that I could.
So much food. It's incredible.
That's awesome.
All right. So we simply come to Winthrop University,
mm-hmm.
park there at the Coliseum,
mm-hmm.
pay a $5 parking fee.
Yes, sir.
And the rest is on you.
Well, $5 to enter if you're 21 and over.
Okay.
And the important thing that you need to understand is that we are cashless again this year. We did it last year. We're doing it again this year. We want to urge everyone to go ahead and pre-purchase that parking ticket and your entry tickets ahead of time. So when you come down Eden Terrace and you're getting ready to turn into the Coliseum, there is going to be signage out that will show you where to go if you have already pre-purchased and have your QR code. That will be a much faster line. All you have to do is show that QR code. They scan it and you move right on in.
Ashley, will you show me how to do that?
I will.
Thank you very much.
It's really, really easy. It's just like, it's an Eventbrite sign in. So it's pretty much.
That's enough. Yeah. She looked right this way because she knew where I was going to have trouble. All right.
I promise it's easy.
All right. So you do all that.
Yes.
And then you're in. That's it.
Absolutely. And you can find the link to that on our website. I think that you guys are going to link it to your website as well.
Okay.
And we're going to push it out through social media. So just keep your eyes peeled for that.
Well, that's pretty simple.
Yes.
And pretty smart, too. You don't want people running around with a bunch of cash.
Well, it's the most convenient way and reliable way to get paid and transfer money. So.
Yeah. And I've said this earlier, but I'm going to say it again. The cost of putting on this festival, the whole overall festival, is in the hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? So they try to recoup some of that through this. They put $5 parking fee, $5 entrance fee, whatever it is.
Right.
And that helps to offset it partially.
Yes.
But if you didn't have the sponsors.
Yes.
They're the ones who really make this thing happen.
They are. And this year, Moonlight Jazz and Blues is presented by Leitner Construction Company and Stevenson and Ware. We are very thankful for our community partnerships with them. Like you said, it costs a lot of money to do this. So we want to keep it at minimal cost for our patrons, and we couldn't do it without them. We also have Burn Chevrolet, The Home Team, Rock Hill Ford, Salt Paper Studio, State Farm Rob Joyner, and Vignette Architecture. They're also sponsors of the event. In the stage, which is actually a giant cost, I don't know if you know how much it costs to rent a stage. It's not cheap.
It's not a little small stage.
And it's not
it's
a small
a
stage.
Big stage.
It comes in on an 18-wheeler, and it's actually pretty cool to watch it kind of unfold and open up, which they're going to be doing that tonight. So, but that is actually sponsored by Founders Federal Credit Union. And then also, last and not least, probably the most saving grace for the weekend is the golf carts that we can ride around on, because we have to cover a lot of ground real quickly sometimes. And those are actually sponsored by Burn Chevrolet.
Good.
So again, we couldn't do it without them. We want to keep costs minimal for the community, and we hope that we have achieved that.
Yeah. And I try to tell people, if you see any of these sponsors' names that we throw out, somebody with Burn Chevrolet, you know, like James Burns, or somebody with Founders, you know, somebody with Comporium.
Please,
I don't care what level of sponsorship they are, thank them.
Absolutely.
Because without their checks and their dollars, none of this would happen.
Right.
None of this
right.
would happen.
It would cost a lot more money for you to come to the event than $5 if we didn't have them. And, you know, if you need a new car or need a new house drawn up, go ahead and please patronize these great sponsors
Absolutely.
That we have.
Shop local. That's what
that's
I
right.
say. All right. So what should somebody be concerned about? Anything? Just the weather?
The weather, but we're not worried. It's fine. Everything's fine. It will be a little chilly, I think, tomorrow.
Sure.
And possibly a little cloudy, and maybe the ground will be a little wet. There is a chance of rain tomorrow morning, but it looks like it's going to clear out in plenty of time.
So lawn chairs would be better than a blanket.
Lawn chairs would be better than a blanket, unless you want your hiney wet from sitting on the wet grass. But... you know, maybe don't wear your favorite shoes. Maybe a pair of rain boots or some bean boots would be your better option tomorrow.
That's good.
Good advice.
So now you mentioned in passing that you have a plan B. If the heavens were to open up and, you know, that would happen.
Well, unfortunately, if the heavens open up and it's thunder and lightning and hail, dare I say, if that happens, then we would have to cancel the event. However, if the ground is super wet and it's not raining and it's not thundering and lightning and there's no chance of that, we may just have to adjust some things on our end as far as where some of the tents are laid out, as far as, you know, maybe what entrance you go in. That will be the adjustments that we have to make on our end. Otherwise, it will flow just as smoothly for our friends that come out and join us.
And I know you got a bunch of tents out there because you get a lot of sponsors.
Yes, sir.
Who use this opportunity to, you know, entertain their friends and whatever.
And, yes, employees, all the things.
All right, so we got tents everywhere.
We do. We have a lot of tents. So just if you're a God-fearing person, please throw up some extra special specific prayers, like Ashley Lang just told me about the weather. We would appreciate it.
She'd be leading a prayer vigil tomorrow morning.
Right. Exactly. Hey, whatever it takes. I'm not above it. I'll tell you that.
I'll give you a microphone.
Love it. I love it.
All right. So you got it all locked and ready to go.
Oh, we're ready. We are so ready. We could have it right now if you wanted to.
Come on now.
Well, the stage in there, but everything else is lining up. So we're I'm getting excited. This is my favorite.
So you and your committee.
Yes.
How big is your committee?
We each have an additional team leader. So Hamp Wallace is mine. And so he and I, and we kind of work together with Tailgate and their team leaders as well, since we're using most of the same, you know, stage, lighting, sound, tents,
sure.
Porta-johns.
Right. Right.
So we work really closely together. So John Brown is doing Tailgate, and we just are a power team, I'll tell you that.
Now, I know for the Tailgate party, they're handing out trash bags
yes.
for people to push it. Do you do that for the Tailgate?
Yes.
The Moonlight?
Clean Green group.
Clean and Green.
Clean and Green. Thank
yep.
you. That group will be out passing out trash bags. And if you could, please be respectful.
No,
and
not
mindful.
If you could. That
please
is the price
it.
Of admission.
Be a responsible friend of the frogs, and just pick up your trash and put it in the trash bags, and you can just leave your trash bag right where it's at, and we'll swing by and pick it up. But just try not to litter, and you know, make it harder for us tomorrow night when it's time for us to clean up.
Well, the other thing is, remember what Come See Me originally was all about, was to showcase the community to people who have been here before.
Correct.
Now, if somebody were to come in from the outside, enjoy the tailgate party, and walk out and see nothing but trash all over the lawn, I'm sorry, that's not going to leave a very good impression.
That leaves a real bad taste in your mouth if you
were. The fact that Clean and Green is putting out these bags,
mm-hmm.
the City of Rock Hill, which works with you as one of your partners
yep.
in this thing, picks up the bags and takes care. I mean, what else could you ask
for? Yeah, we try to make it as easy as possible. You know, and there also are trash receptacles everywhere. I don't think that you could walk 10 feet without running into one.
Yeah.
So we try to make it as easy as possible.
And the other thing is, and this applies to the tailgate party as well, remember, Winthrop University
yes.
opens up
yes.
this farm for this festival. They don't have to do that.
Correct. They are so gracious and kind and put up with my 1,000 questions and, hey, can you put some ant killer out? Hey, can you cut the grass in this area? All these requests that we have for them, and they are so kind and gracious to allow us to use their space. And without it, we wouldn't be able to have as big of an event as we do have. So
how could anybody deny a request from Gina Rogers?
I don't know, but, you know, sometimes it happens. I can talk my way out of most things, though.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine. All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that the Moonlight Jazz, the gates open at 6 o'clock. It's a $5 parking fee, and you can stuff 10 people in that car. It's still only $5. But then it's $5 a head over 21 to
yes,
get
sir.
In.
Yes, sir.
Simple as that.
Yes, sir.
All right? Big evening tomorrow night, and of course the weather will not be a factor. Do not worry about that.
Correct.
A reminder that Straight Talk is made possible by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders, and by Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. Our thanks as well to Piedmont Medical Center, which is also a big sponsor for Come See Me. They're a community built on care, and you can find out more about them online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. At Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, I don't have my redneck cue card, but maybe these people are smart enough to know what we're about to do. That's right. You got it, Gina. At the count of three, 1, 2, 3.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden. Next time, John.
Yeah,
next time.
I'll try to get out of
back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI and CN2.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef, sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Dr. Carrie Watson, the trauma medical director at Piedmont Medical Center, says she's very proud of what's being accomplished at Piedmont.
We are able to do robotic surgery. We are a robotic center of excellence, and that's robotic surgery for general surgery, like gallbladders, hernias, colon. We also have robotic urology, so that's things like kidney removals and things with your bladder. We also have robotic neurosurgery that we're doing, and that's pretty amazing. Not a lot of places have that.
Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
When disaster strikes, one of the most important things is getting life back to normal. A little compassion can go a long way. Paul Davis is here for you. Paul Davis is committed to handling any property damage with exceptional care, because what we do is about more than property. It's about people. We have the training and expertise necessary to completely restore your property fast. For all your cleanup and restoration needs, call the experts at Paul Davis Restoration at 329-1140 or find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, "Hey Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill."
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk on WRHI-FM 100.1 and CN2 is brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here, not at Substation 2, but at the Biggers House here at Glen Cairn Gardens. It's a beautiful day. Come on out and enjoy it and get ready for the big weekend out at the Winthrop Farm. We've been talking about the Moonlight Jazz, which is tomorrow night. And then Saturday night, the tailgate party, which is headed up by John Brown right here.
Yes, sir.
With his master's hat, the wrong color. I don't know why you have a gray master's hat. I don't get that at all, but you got it.
I got it. All right. It was a gift, so you know, I got to wear it.
All right, so you can start setting up at the tailgate party, what, 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock, yes, sir.
3 o'clock, you pay $5 for a carload of people, right?
Yes, sir.
That is $5 a head for anybody over 21.
Yes, sir.
All right. Anything else?
The only really big thing, you know, the fireworks are going to go off at 9. We'll send off a 5-minute warning shot for everybody to get ready, to get situated where they need to be, gather their kids. There'll be a little bit of light, so you're not totally in the dark. When it comes on. But
there will be just a little bit of noise, so if you don't know where you are, you'll just go closer to the noise.
It's a good timing. Once fireworks goes off, there'll be some radio, or not a radio, but there'll be a song going with it and everything. And yeah. It'll run its course, and we're looking forward to it.
So you are going to have some barbecue sales,
yes, sir.
On Saturday?
Yeah, the barbecue sales, you know, they start from like 3. The barbecue's going to run all day long. I believe it's like $5 maybe for the ticket. But they'll be right there when you come in. There'll be signs everywhere. They may even have a setup down there closer halfway.
Right.
There's tons of barbecue.
Right.
The Ross Hovis and Justice Sutton, all those guys do a great job putting the barbecue together. So,
all right, so you need to bring your lawn chairs, right?
Bring your lawn chairs, right. Bring your blankets, maybe some tents. But it's going to be cool, so you might not even need a tent this year.
I'm going to tell everybody, use that green bag.
Yes, sir.
It's given to you by Clean and Green to put your trash in.
Yes,
not on the lawn in winter, right?
Yeah, not on the lawn,
put it in
please.
The bag. Somebody will pick it up. I mean,
we'll have plenty out there. If you need a new one, we'll take your trash. We'll go get your new bag, and you'll be ready to roll.
As I said 2 minutes ago, come see me. It's about showing off the community, right?
Yes, sir.
It's a big event. A lot of people will be there. I hate to think somebody walks away from there and just sees trash all over the lawn. That is not right, because Winthrop University does this out of the goodness of their heart.
Yes, I do.
And they don't want that place trash. I mean, it's picked up. I got all that. But that's not the spirit of come see me. That's not the way it's done.
Yes, sir.
So enforce it. Lock them up.
Yeah. We always thank the city of Rock Hill, too. There'll be law enforcement out there, and I guess some trash enforcement this year,
right.
too.
Yeah. And some trash enforcement.
We'll get you out there to help us out with that if we have a problem.
Yeah, right. I'll be right there. Get that guy. All right.
Should be the cleanest festival of all time this year.
All right. Well, John Brown, thank you so much. Appreciate just being in here and joining us for this segment of Straight Talk.
Yes, sir, Manny. We appreciate you.
All right. Now, wining and dining out here at the other end of this palatial Glen Cairn Gardens happens to be a couple of guys that I've known for quite a while. Let's see. We have David Williams, the president of Williams & Fudge. We also have Gary Williams. Yeah, I think you put this thing together years ago, something like that. Yeah, right? Now, you guys, you do this every year. You come out here and you wine and dine your team down at Williams & Fudge. I don't know how many hundreds of meals you were out here today, but you had a crowd, a good crowd. Don't be afraid to speak. We'll start over here with the president.
Well, it's just it's like a normal Straight Talk day for you. We have Substation 2 over there for employees, and we've been doing this for a long time. It's fun to get out, and today was a perfect day for it. Some years it's very, very hot, but today was great. And, you know, it encourages employees to get out and enjoy the festival, and we send stuff out every day about what's going on with Come See Me and all of that, and today there was a map on, hey, here's how you can walk to Glen Cairn Gardens. It's 0.56 miles, so walk there, walk back, get your mile in, and you're good to go.
You do a lot at Williams & Fudge encouraging this kind of community involvement, community participation. It's part of your how you do things all the time.
Well, and that's what, my dad's sitting over there and mom, too. That's been, always been very important to them, so we make sure we keep that going. And it's fun seeing even former employees that got involved when they worked at Williams & Fudge still doing things, running the show, even if he has a gray Masters hat on. He must have got that off Augusta Road, I think, Manny. They didn't let him in the gates, so he walked down and got one off Augusta Road. But no, really. I mean, it's very rewarding seeing people that either work with us or have worked with us being out and doing things, and we're happy to be part of it.
Gary Williams, this whole festival is kind of like the secret sauce of Rock Hill. It's this kind of stuff. You know, it's the Miracle Parks, it's the Come See Me's, it's the things that we do, the beach bashes, what have you, that just make this community tick and make it what it is.
You know, it's 10 dimes make a dollar. And that's everyone you mentioned are important elements to this community. Come See Me, you know, Christmasville, our BMX track, all the different elements. And, you know, as I was sitting here today and over the last few weeks, the next generation is now taking over and running, which is so rewarding when you see the 40 and 50-year-olds running this festival. And you know, I started out as a 20-something-year-old participating in the festival and then been able to participate. But, you know, and you realize this garden, what John Harden did to buy this and offer Miss Biggers $3,000 a year as long as she lived. And unfortunately, she passed away in the first year. But that started this. And now John Harden's grandson will be performing here tonight at 6.
Oh, yeah.
So you see the generations move ahead. And it just makes Rock Hill better and better. You know, we talk about Come See Me and all the great events that are going and what David and his age group's participating in. But it's what makes the heart of this community. You talk about Miracle Park. That's one of our many hearts that are important.
I don't think there's anything. I don't know how many times I've said this, but I'll say it again. I don't think there's anything in Rock Hill, South Carolina, that says more about who we are as a community than Miracle Park. I mean, it just kind of gives me chills just to talk about it. I mean, the whole concept was to include everybody in what's going on in Rock Hill. And this is for the special
kids. It's so rewarding to go out there on Wednesday nights or Saturdays, and especially with my kids and Warren Norman involved with the creation and raising the funds. It's just so many rewarding. Go out there and watch those special need adults hit home plate. I mean, they're cheering like they just hit a grand slam in the World Series, and it's in their heart, and they're happy.
So it's amazing. Those tickets should be way more expensive than Hornets or Panthers tickets because you come out of there feeling a heck of a lot better when you see those Miracle Park athletes than when we go see a team in Charlotte lose another game. I mean, it's just been so rewarding on so many different levels. And when we were building that park, everybody that got engaged in so many different ways. And you go out there now and you look around, I mean – if you haven't been out there, you really need to go check it out when there's games going on. And I told Chris Miller, I was like, hey, you need to go out there and call some of these games. It'd be fun to do that one Saturday morning or Wednesday afternoon.
I can remember so clearly the kickoff from Miracle Park with that great big flatbed truck out there. We had the governor here and everybody up there doing the speeches with hundreds of people out there. And across the street was, 17 acres or 15 acres of unused property that Winthrop was willing to donate, or the state was willing to donate through Winthrop to make this park possible and turn that piece of acreage into something really special.
It really is. That from the beginning, with the state getting involved and the city, the state through Winthrop, and the city having half of that land. And I mean, I should say too, I mean, we're about to finish the rest of the park. So we're excited about that, the retail component. Warren would kill me if I didn't talk about that because he always says that's his favorite part. But we're going to have a retail component where people can learn to work and really train people up on being able to do that. So I think you're right. I mean, that's part of the heart of the community, just like this festival is.
And, you know, I'm just going to take that one step further. I'll never get her on, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But the godmother is here.
Yeah, the godmother's here.
We are nervous now.
You should be. But, you know, you take the concept of Miracle Park and see how it's evolving in downtown with this concept of the Stevenson Hotel, which it's going to involve Winthrop involved. I mean, it's amazing how these things just grow and blossom into other things that include everybody. That's going to be quite a project.
And you know the story that's going to be told going from Winthrop to the fountain that's being worked right now,
the storyline
of all of Rock Hill, and including what's happening at Shepherd Hotel, and just Shepherd. The inclusiveness, the ballpark on the south side down Crawford Road coming in with all the mini parks and everything. It's just all part of what makes Rock Hill very special.
So what we need, Gary, is you and I need another 50 years on this earth so we can just keep watching this stuff materialize.
We do. But, you know, every generation, as I've been teaching part of a team of lifelong learning in Rock Hill and the history of Rock Hill, I mean, the blacks and the whites, and then Mr. Ivy, and then Mr. Cherry, and Mr. Black, Fred's great-grandfather, all the generations, you know, the John Hardens, all the different generations keep building. And that's our goal, is to keep building for the next generation.
Well, we keep building, and we keep also not losing touch with what it is that caused all this. You know, it'd be easy for us to throw up a bunch of high-rise apartments all over the place and forget all this stuff called Come See Me and Miracle Parks and what have you. But that would change this community dramatically. It continues on, and that's what you're right. When you take a look at Come See Me, what generation are we into now? Let's see. Are we a third generation?
At least,
going towards fourth.
Yeah. So,
because Ed Thompson's real old. And Mayor Echols.
Well, the mayor said it the other day at the prayer breakfast. I mean, not one of us can do it all, but all of us can do a whole lot. And that's kind of what this is all about. And you see it over and over again in Rock Hill.
And I want to use this opportunity to encourage people to go listen to what the mayor had to say yesterday at the prayer breakfast. I thought it was one of his best speeches ever.
I agree.
It's up on WRHI.com. It's 10 minutes that just puts it all together. I mean, it's just wonderful. Well, guys, thank you for all that Williams and Fudge has done for a lot of these projects. I mean, your personal time, your stewardship, all that kind of stuff. I mean, lots of people are doing what you all are doing, and if we didn't have you, we'd be a different community.
We're all in this together.
That's
a great community.
And certainly y'all are at the top of the list, so thanks for all y'all do.
Well, thank you, guys. That'll wrap it up. I'll let you get on about. Did you eat all the sandwiches, by the way?
We did.
You did, every one?
Charlie makes good sandwiches.
He had more than one, I can tell.
Yeah.
All right, so don't forget that the Moonlight Jazz gets underway at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. There goes the festival chair, Kelly Shannon. You want to say any last minute? No, she doesn't want to say a doggone thing. Nothing. It's nothing. She's got her green dress on. She's ready to go. We got Moonlight Jazz at 6 o'clock tomorrow night, and then the tailgate party. You can get in around 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Bring your lawn chairs. Bring your $5 bills to take care of parking and admission.
Cashless.
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah. Here's my phone right now, Ashley. You want to go ahead and do that for me? Because I don't have the slightest idea how to do that stuff. But that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live, not from Substation 2, but right here from Glen Cairn Gardens in downtown Rock Hill. And we wanted to thank Founders Federal Credit Union for allowing us to go on the road, as well as Substation 2, and our co-sponsor, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. How we do what we do at Substation 2. These guys and gals have been on this program enough time. You got this ready now, John? You screwed it up the first time. So, all right, here we go. Thank you very much. All right. So, at the count of three, let's bellow out exactly what Charlie does at Substation 2. One, two, three.
Slice,
chop. Oh, listen to you. chop. All right. Have yourself a wonderful Come See Me weekend, and we will see you somewhere around here all over the course of the weekend. Bye.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Most people experience orthopedic concerns at some point in their lifetime, whether it's arthritis, back pain, injury, or any other condition. At Piedmont Medical Center, our team understands joint pain can make a huge difference in your day-to-day activities, and we stand ready to help. With minimally invasive surgical options available, the orthopedic teams in Rock Hill and Fort Mill are here to help you break free from pain so you can live more happily. Learn more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Love our subs? Want to find the fastest way to get here? Just say, hey, Siri, take me to Substation 2 in Rock Hill.
Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill, and it gets 4 stars on Yelp.
Even faster, order online at mysubstationii.com. Cherry Road, across from Windsor.